And the Kayana Vasana, the Buddha asks you to start with Anapanasati, mindfulness of the in and out breath, to train yourself to anchor your heedless thinking mind onto the breath so that it does not run away or become heedlessly lost in thought. So you need something to anchor the thinking mind, the mundane mind. Then in order to stop the thinking, you develop mindfulness. Means breathing in, aware. Aware means the awareness and the breath move as one. Then breathing out, the awareness and the breath move as one. So when you continue to naturally let the breath move on its own, then the awareness just follow. Then sooner or later, your mind will synchronize. Then without thought, you feel very calm, very peaceful. Pity will arise. And that is, you develop mindfulness. The moment you become mindful, your mind become calm. Where there is no thought, no distraction, nothing. But initially, it's not easy. It may take a while. So patiently develop it. So for those who have affinity with Anapanasati, is in fact the easiest object of meditation to have. Why? Because like the Buddha said, the breath is always with us, unless you no longer have breath, means your form and mind no longer exist. And your breath will not stop as long as you are alive. So this one is always with you. So the object of meditation, you no need to search for it. You just relax and settle down. Then the other thing is, the breath is always in the present moment one. It cannot be in the past or in the future one. It's always there. So as long as you are relaxed, you maintain the awareness and follow the breathing, your sati will develop. That's why the Buddha called mindfulness of the in and out breath anapanasati. Sati is mindfulness. Anapana is in and out breath. So mindful of the in and out breath. Always remember that. Not to note here, note there, fix here or focus here or concentrate here. No. Just mindful. Then after you stabilize it, the Buddha teach you the second category of Kayanupassana cultivation. The second category is when you are living life active. From Anapanasati, you move on to the mindfulness of the four posture that I mentioned just now. Sitting, aware. Standing, aware. Walking, aware. Lying down, aware. Any of the four posture, maintain awareness first or mindfulness first. You can do that, then the rest will follow. Then you can develop the intention to be mindful and aware. So initially when you start, I can still recall, you can never be aware for even 5 minutes in a whole day. Yeah. Because split second, the thought just wander off. They call it the wandering mind. It becomes heedless, lost in thought, it wanders off. Then you are not with the moment anymore. You are not with the moment anymore. Because this heedless thinking has been there for so long. So what you need to do is determine to be aware. Means come back to the center of your heart there and aware from there. Yeah. So whatever you do, maintain awareness, stay there. Yeah. Then what happens is after the four postures stabilize already, the Buddha will introduce a third category of cultivation. He said you must develop sati sampajana. Not only mindfulness with clear comprehension. Clear comprehension, there are four. First is clear comprehension of sincerity of purpose. You must be very sincere in cultivation. You are here to develop mindfulness, to develop wisdom, not to develop psychic ability, not to become very powerful or very special. You're supposed to develop the mindfulness to realize that he know you, he know me. This form of mind is not really what you think you are. This one is dependent originating condition arising cause of phenomena. It's not a permanent unchanging entity that you can cling on to, hold on to, grasp on to and say, this is me, this is I. Therefore, all this can be mine. That is a delusion. So when it comes to sati sampajana, mindfulness and clear comprehension, you must be aware of all the connecting movement between the four portions. That's why in the sutta is mentioned, standing aware, looking forward aware, bending, stretching, turning, all aware, means mindful of all action, all movement in the present moment. That is what my teacher Ajayantra taught me in the early 1987 to 88. He said the highest meditation, we choose aware every action, every movement in the present moment. That one was a breakthrough for me. When I heard that thing, I reflected. Then I realized I tried it. I hardly aware in the midst of life for even 5 minutes a day. But when I'm in anapanasati, no problem. I can be mindful of the in and out breath for hours. That was not a problem. But then, anapanasati, if you don't understand the real sati, you will go into absorption too deep. You will enter apana samadhi. And the mindfulness of the in and out breath becomes so strong, so continuous, until it becomes absorption, apana. And you are locked inside there, completely still and no thought. And when you draw your breath, the mindfulness really, all the thought cannot arise. Yeah, this is a conditioned state. Conditioned state means you are already deep in samadhi. You are no longer at upachara samadhi or excess samadhi, excess concentration. Before you enter into apana samadhi. So that is what upachara is. So when you are too deep, the samadhi becomes too strong. So what happens is, when you are in that state, it's like you are enlightened. Because no thought at all. That mind is also tranquil still. Because the thought cannot move. Because it's a conditioned state. The samadhi is too strong. So what happens is, when you are in that state, the mental hindrance, the five mental hindrance, they are all suppressed. They cannot come out. So your sensual desire, your ill will, your sloth and torpor, your restlessness of mind and your doubt, all this fine, it cannot arise because of that apana samadhi that suppress all this. It's like the Buddha gave the analogy of a glass of clear water. If you let the dust settle down, the water appears clear on top. Then the dust settle down. But the moment you stir the clear water, what happens is the dust all float up. So suppression means when your samadhi becomes too strong, or especially those who do one-pointedness, thought-based samatha meditation, they focus at a point or their object of meditation until everything is killed into one point and the energy build up. That's why they develop jhana and all those things. So what happens is when they are in that state, the defilement or mental hindrance, they cannot arise because they are all suppressed. So because of that, you cannot test yourself. You cannot know whether you are on the right track or not. And most of these people who develop thought-based meditation of the two evil, the mindfulness one is safer. Now, the mindfulness one is absorption only. You go into very strong absorption. But there is no energy build up like the one-pointedness one. So this is what happened. So when I heard what Ajahn Yantra, my teacher, told me, the highest meditation is we choose aware every moment, every action in the present moment. Then I tested it. Then I realized, as a person living life in the free state of mind, not in anapanasati, I was hardly aware for even 5 minutes in the whole day. Because split second is gone, split second is gone. So I determined to be aware. Yeah. And that one was through sheer determination. Yeah. Determined to be aware. Well, I like make very strong aspiration to determine to return that awareness back to my heart until my heart energy build up. Build up until it's too strong. So I had to slow down my cultivation. But then the strange thing is, when this awareness energy build up, suddenly I did it until it was so stable and so strong. The heart there, in the center there, it made me aware by itself. Yeah. The heart there, aware, aware, aware. And all the day I aware, aware, aware. That time I haven't located the gateway. Yeah. Then the moment, not long after that, and I met my last teacher or my last guide who told me where the gateway is. The moment I knew where the gateway is, all my energy that I developed through my own mindfulness cultivation and practice, they melt inside there and become pure energy. And the whole nature just open up. Yeah. That's why I become different after that. After that, the nature moved by itself. And a lot of things happen. The rest is history. So what I want to share with you is, initially, determined to be aware is very important. But later on, after I developed the cultivation and after everything came back to me, my spiritual nature understanding of human, then I realized this sati can also be developed in a different way. Of course, what I teach you on is a very good way if you don't have the understanding that I am recently, the past few years, sharing with Kayamita, the four support. The four support is very important. In actual fact, when I was doing that training of mindfulness and awareness, I already have the first three support. I already know how to relax, maintain awareness, and stabilize awareness before I even met my last teacher or guide. That's why in actual fact, I didn't want to meet up with him. But the strange thing happened, no? 6 or 7 times, no, the condition keep on arising. No? Then after the sixth time, I already knew, my nature knew. I don't know who this person is, but my nature tell me I must meet him. Yeah. Then the moment I make that decision to meet him, I really met him. And the moment I met him, he held my hand, I held his hand. He know who I am, I know who he is. Then from there, everything just fall into place. It's like meant to be. So all this understanding will unfold. Then now, what I have taught you all, the four support to develop awareness-based meditation is the easiest. Relax body and mind. When you relax, no thought involved. Your body and mind at ease. Then you maintain awareness means the mind that is without thought, silent, can stay in that state. But most people cannot. That's why I use the word maintain awareness. If a thought arise, wander off, bring it back. Maintain awareness. Don't try to know, don't try to do anything. Just away, finish. Away, finish. Because as a human being, we have a physical body with our senses, the 6 senses inside the physical body. The eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the tactile, and the brain. So these 6, together with the consciousness drive inside, depending on where you locate your consciousness, at which sense basis, the respective sense door consciousness will arise. If you focus it on the seeing at the eye, then seeing consciousness will arise. If it's at the ear, hearing consciousness arise. Then likewise, smell, taste, tactile, and thought consciousness. So these six sense doors, they are very active within the human form and mind. So our awareness-based meditation is to silence our mind to develop the awareness of the activity that is going on so that you understand what is going on within life, within every moment of existence. And the only thing that can trigger our consciousness is the six sense basis. That's why awareness is very important. If you are aware, you can stay there. Then from that sense base, you can see how the consciousness arise and what happened after consciousness arise, what you do, your mental activity and all, how you perceive through your brain, your memory, and how the content of consciousness went in. All this you will understand. Then how you stir your mind, how you react, how you create all those movements. It's like your awareness is silently observing all this. That's why this is the silent mind developing understanding. It's sitting as they are. The activity, the movement. Then you start to understand who are you, what are you, and how you function as a human being. How you stir your mind, how you react to sense experience. How you become emotional, how fear arises, how worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation. How they arise, all this will manifest. That's why sati is very powerful. Without sati, you cannot be aware. You cannot understand all this. Then you cannot understand the teaching. You cannot break free. But once you develop mindfulness and awareness, you can understand. That's why when Xuan Hua asked me to do the bowing, it's in fact a blessing in disguise. It was like a shortcut. Because straight away I knew what sati is at that time. Well, I bow until body and mind as one. Then when I was so stable, you know what happened? Huh? When I come out of the bowing, all my kaya activity and movement, the mindfulness is one with it. It's like, hey, how come now no more thought? No. All the movement and the awareness become one. To me, kaya nupasana like very easy, you know. Sati sampajana like very easy, you know. In fact, I also came to realize how this can also happen when I do anapanasati, mindfulness of the inner world. Well, I was very good at it when I was young in the uni in the year 1975, 76. When I did it, it come by itself, the anapanasati. And the first time I meditated, I remember I went into it for 4 hours without realizing that it was already 4 hours. To me, it was maximum maybe half an hour. But when I looked at my watch, it was 4 hours, you know, sitting there. And that was the first time I sit. You know. I never do any sitting before. Then after that, the mind becomes so absorbed, so still. Actually, I went into the formless rhyme, and time appear like very short. So all this can manifest. Then later on, I continue to develop the anapanasati, then the metta, until my metta was so powerful, loving kindness meditation, metta bhavana, until the animal can feel them. The dog and all those things, the non-human, they can feel them. And there was so much joy, so much understanding. But I was in that state for quite a while until I met Ajayantra. Then I reversed my practice. From anapana, I released out the apana samadhi. I went into daily mindfulness. Then what happened was, when I went into daily mindfulness, until my mindfulness was developed and stabilized, then I realized when I sit again to do anapanasati, it becomes so easy, you know. Like the anapanasati just come to me, you know. doesn't take time at all. The moment I sat, it's just the mindfulness just develop, and I become very calm, very quiet, very tranquil, and very still. Then what happened was, because of my past cultivation, I don't have doubt. I don't have any like curiosity when the anapanasati settled down. But after I developed the daily mindfulness, I no longer in absorption. So I was in that state of tranquility and stillness now, until my mind became very quiet. No more breathing. It becomes so subtle, like no more breathing. So naturally, I know how to stay there at the breath there. Even no more breathing, I just stay there. Then I realized the awareness didn't run. No. The awareness didn't run. No. That's why you don't go and listen to some of the Theravada tradition teaching. When the breath become very quiet, or when the rising falling become very quiet, you go and do sitting touching. Actually, when you go and do sitting touching, you are verbalizing again. No? You are creating thought process again. So try not to do that. Find out for yourself. There is no right, no wrong. There are people who don't understand. They thought it's too subtle. They have to make it more gross so that they can detect their rising, falling, or breath again. But if you do that, you wasted that golden opportunity to progress further. Now, what you should do is, you should continue to silence everything and let the awareness stay there until the mind enters sati. Mind enters sati means your sati or mindfulness or awareness has become so stable until it doesn't run anymore. And then that mind and sati is one. Then after that, I realized in that state of anapanasati, everything is like magnified. My slightest movement or straightening of my body or whatever, then everything that I want to know, wherever I locate the awareness, it magnifies, you know, like become very sensitive. Then after that, when I come out of it, exactly like the bowing, every action, every movement in the present moment, my mindfulness and awareness is one with it. You know. Then I realize, hey, this is beautiful. This is what sati in daily life is all about. Sati sampajana. So mindfulness and clear comprehension, all action, all movement in the present moment, I was able to do it. And I did it non-stop throughout the day. Sometimes I can even develop the sati and go into my sleep. And I can see what happened during the sleep. The subconscious, unconscious mental release and the so-called dream movement. Oh, my nature can see, my awareness can see. Then the strange thing is, when I come out of it, as if I wake up from my normal sleep, that time like normal sleep, it can be like at night I lie down, then something or 11. And the next morning, fully aware inside there, until 6 a.m. And the strange thing is, when I come out of that so-called sleep, I'm not tired or no. And the same thought come out or no. It's not like I went into the subconscious or the unconscious, then when I woke up, the consciousness come back. No, the full awareness that is aware of all the movement, and that same awareness came out, like I didn't sleep. And that time, I don't have to wash my face. No. I didn't really sleep. I was fully awake. So the power of mindfulness and awareness is such that all these are possible. Then when you can do that, you are very, very close to understanding the teaching and awakening. I remember that time, 1988-89. In fact, most of it was towards the second half of 88. The mindfulness was so stable, so clear. That's why I knew mindfulness, awareness is the key. Without this, you cannot understand. You cannot break free. And from there, everything happened. Yeah. Okay.